Well, the Israeli military has closed a probe into an attack on a Gaza beach last year, which killed four Palestinian children. The military announced in a statement that the case was closed with no criminal charges against those involved. The Israeli attack killed four boys from the same family who were playing on the beach on July the 16th during the war on Gaza. Palestinians are likely to present the incident, among others, to the International Criminal Court as evidence of Israeli war crimes. More than 2,100 Palestinians were killed during the Israeli war on Gaza last summer. Well, to discuss that further, we're now joined by Ashraf Shannon, Press TV's correspondent, who is joining us live now from Gaza itself. And Ashraf, of course, this incident we all remember and etched in our memories. Just remind our viewers about, firstly, what happened on this beach, and secondly, what justification are the Israelis providing for not going through with any case here?
Well, Waqar, I clearly remember that day on July 16th around 4 p.m. local time, when a group of kids were playing the beachfront near the Gaza City hotels close to the fishermen's marina. We remember that a rocket was fired towards them, and the children started running away from that side of explosion, and another rocket followed that just a minute or less than, maybe seconds after that, and we saw the children's torn bodies thrown on the beach. People tried to help. I remember they were like four kids. There were brothers and cousins, and two of their cousins were also critically injured. The children were aged between 9 and 12, if my memory serves me. And the fact that Israel trying to exonerate itself, this is what basically Israel is trying to do. It's trying to undermine any international investigation or any international probe into its crimes against Palestinians. And I believe that the fact that UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon's refusal to add Israel to the entities and organizations responsible for killing children, harming children during armed conflicts only encouraged Israel to try and exonerate its soldiers from what they did last summer.
And Ashraf, you know, how exactly is Israel justifying this publicly? Because obviously its public image for itself is important. So for such a public incident, which even the Western mainstream media had to cover, how is Israel explaining this?
Well, Israel has been getting away with many crimes for nearly seven decades. I'm not surprised what they're saying. They're just saying that it was an accident. And that they accidentally killed the children, although dozens of international journalists were right there in their hotels, in the coffee shops in the hotels, watching what happened. It's just the protection that Israel enjoys from Western countries like the U.S. and others is just giving it the green light to continue with its crimes. During the last war, and not only Israel killed around 2,200 Palestinians in Gaza, they included at least 540 children, not talking about even the thousands who are injured or tens of thousands who are still traumatized by what Israel did last summer.
Okay, Ashraf, as always, thanks very much for that.